is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. Glad to have you here on a free-for-all Friday hour number two here of the program. If you missed it last night, I'll just do a little bit of fun and games. Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago got past Nevada by a point. They'll face Kansas State in the Elite Eight coming up on Saturday. Michigan, reigning three-pointers. Michigan finally found a basketball feel. No miracles at the end. This time they blew them out 99-72. They crushed Texas A&M. They'll face Florida State in the Elite Eight. Florida State a 9 seed. So here's the teams left in this little get-together. Michigan's a 3. Florida State's a 9, Kansas State's a 9, Loyola Chicago an 11. You know, but you don't mess with Sister Jean. She seems to be on a roll this year with Loyola Chicago out of the Missouri Valley Conference. Anyhow, we'll talk more about that later. 3 big stories yesterday besides all of that, and any one of them could have been a lead story and then covered the whole day. John Bolton replacing H.R. McMaster as your national security advisor. A stopgap omnibus budget bill worth $1.3 trillion makes its way through the House and the Senate. It's a mess. It's spending all over the place. And the president comes out with an executive action on tariffs. And suddenly the Dow Jones takes a crash of more than 700 points. It flattens, goes, well, it wipes out all the losses for the year. Now for the year, we're down 1.2%, I believe, total for 2018. And you have more interest rate increases coming from the Fed in the future. But let's start with John Bolton. John Bolton is an outspoken man, a guy who's been a conservative, a guy who is not shy about his beliefs. He's been on Fox News for the past 10 or 11 years. He is out there all the time. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ambassador Bolton because he was the United Nations ambassador under George W. Bush, a controversial position because George W. Bush waited until a recess to appoint him as UN ambassador so he didn't have to go through Senate confirmation. Again, this time around, John Bolton gets to avoid Senate confirmation because he's being named the National Security Advisor, which does not require approval from the Senate or anybody else. The president can choose who he wants. This will become effective on the 9th of April, by the way. And one of the things that makes John Bolton controversial is he says, you know, we can't sit here and allow North Korea to put a gun to our heads. So this whole upcoming summit in May between the president and Kim Jong-un of North Korea, that's been laid out by South Korea and put together, and it's moving forward from what we understand. But some big changes, obviously, as we head in that direction. First of all, you got Mike Pompeo coming in as the Secretary of State to replace Rex Tillerson, and you've got John Bolton coming in to replace H.R. McMaster. It's a big deal, but just 2 weeks ago, I spoke with John Bolton. I sat down and spoke to then-Ambassador John Bolton, soon to be National Security Advisor, and I asked him about Korea. Here is part of that conversation.
Yeah, look, this is the $64 question for Donald Trump. Nobody wants to be in the place we're in. Nobody thinks this is a great place to be. Nobody thinks the options are great. But if you're down to a binary choice, either North Korea gets nuclear weapons or we consider preemptive action, the job of the president is to protect innocent Americans. And you have to look at what the consequences would be, not just of a military strike, but of the failure to do that. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, was asked at Aspen this summer by a typical liberal attender at this conference. He said, just isn't it unimaginable that you would use military force on the Korean Peninsula? And General Dunford said, no, it's not unimaginable. I'm being tasked with preparing options right now. He said, what's unimaginable to me is leaving North Korea with nuclear weapons.
And that was part of my interview with John Bolton, the incoming National Security Advisor. You can catch all of that, by the way, at SteveGruber.com. You can go find the podcast there. You'll find the podcast there. And, but I want to explore John Bolton a little bit further and his thoughts and some of the things that he is concerned about. Other threats on the world stage, of course, there's Iran, there's Syria. And here's more of my interview with John Bolton.
Syria becoming more and more dangerous. Believe it or not, Emmanuel Macron in France says if they use chemical weapons, we will strike. What a refreshing breath of fresh air from a guy who's pretty left-leaning, has more of a spine than our previous president. At least it appears that way.
Yeah. Look, there are many issues dealing with proliferation and weapons of mass destruction,
sure.
Chemical, biological, and nuclear, where I'd rather deal with France than a lot of other European countries because they're very hard-nosed about it. But the Middle East is like a game of three-dimensional Chinese checkers. There are many different sides at issue here. The biggest threat is Iran, however. They are attempting to gain conventional military dominance over the Arab states of the Arabian Peninsula. That's why the destruction of the ISIS caliphate, while it was certainly the right thing to do, unfortunately has strengthened Iran's hand in the region, threatening Israel. We just saw a couple of weeks ago an Iranian drone cross into Israeli airspace. Israel responded very forcefully. But that is a direct military confrontation between Iran and Israel. So it's not getting any better in that respect. It's going to get more dangerous as Iran gets closer to nuclear weapons.
One thing people don't question is the intelligence, the ability of John Bolton. He's encyclopedic. He knows what's going on all over the world. And so there's a good taste of John Bolton from my interview just a couple of weeks ago. Again, if you want to get the whole interview, go to stevegruber.com. You can check the podcast or go straight to Podbean and look me up, Steve Gruber on Podbean. You'll find everything you need there. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And as I listen to John Bolton, I glance down and I see a breaking news story coming out of France. Gunmen holding hostages in a French supermarket, claiming allegiance to ISIS. One dead so far. Yes, there's a gunman, an active gunman situation, hostage situation in a supermarket in southwestern France as we speak. A police officer shot nearby. Local media reports saying the man has claimed allegiance to the Islamic State. And according to local media, at least one person is dead thus far. It's a dangerous world, is what I'm saying. Because I'm listening to John Bolton and watching a breaking news story flash across the screen about ISIS and terrorism and murder in France. And I wonder, you know, where we go from here, but I think John Bolton, on balance, is a good choice. If you're being challenged by the IRS or the Michigan Department of Treasury for owing taxes and you see yourself jammed up a little bit, you need a friend. You need a professional. You need my friend, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Chris, he's been there before. He understands that he's from Michigan. So if you're dealing with the Michigan Treasury Department and the IRS at the same time, he's got you, and he'll do it statewide here in Michigan. Fresh Start Tax Solutions and Chris McClatcher will be there on your side. Don't do this alone. You need a professional, and all you have to do is get online, put in your area code, no matter where you live in Michigan, put in your area code, and then tax.com. For example, 269-TAX.com, 734-TAX.com. Any area code will take you to Chris McClatcher and Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Tell him Steve sent you.